BlakeRadio.com. The following program contains adult situations. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio, breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Just in case you've forgotten.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio.
With your host, Tim Stein.
When 900 years old, you reach Brotherhood, you are not.
Mace.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Omega.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
They tell me I'm a sexual Jedi.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Joe.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Hey, this is former WWE Superstar, Shawn Michaels.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ. And you're listening to WTR.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
That can't do shit, that sucker!
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is WWE Fast Lane. We have maybe about an hour's worth of opinions, thoughts, reviews, whatever you want to call it, as we talk about this speed bump on the road to WrestleMania.
Pothole.
It's a pothole now.
That's what they were calling it on commentary at night. Pothole.
Really?
Yeah, Cole was saying, there are many potholes on the road to WrestleMania. Tonight's one of them. Potholes. Potholes. Not a roadblock or a twist or a turn. Pothole.
Can't even call it a detour, because at least a detour, you're still moving.
No, we have potholes.
No, pothole means you need a new axle. So, you know, Curtis Axel wasn't even on the show tonight.
He still wants Axelmania. Axelmania running wild.
So, we have a lot to talk about. I am, of course, Omega, the be-all, end-all of our little network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly say potholes, more like a complete fucking bridge collapse, but that's just me.
He's as cheerful and optimistic as always.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am so positive about this that I turned on the Oscars at least three times tonight.
Fuck the Oscars, they snubbed the Lego movie.
Well, that I'll agree with. Fuck that, Lego movie should have won Best Animated Feature, not Big Hero 6.
It wasn't even nominated.
I know, fucking snubbed. But they did get a Lego Oscar, though, made out of yellow Lego bricks.
Deserve better.
So, slight redemption. Mind you, Neil Patrick Harris opening a show is always fucking awesome. That at least you can agree with.
Yeah. Well, the voters don't give a shit in the first place. Did you see someone actually posted what the seven Oscar voters actually said about the animation category?
And most no, I did not.
Most, two of them didn't vote because they didn't see any of them. They didn't even bother watching the trailers.
Wow.
Yeah, and most of them just voted for the movies their kids liked.
Really? That sounds like a WWE booked Fastlane.
Way to bring it around.
Thank you.
And, of course, leading this little train wreck, talking about a train wreck tonight, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
All aboard!
Sorry, I had to. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night with Sock Radio, the Fastlane Review Show. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and of course we're live on TuneIn. If you got shit that you got to do, you can't be at the computer. You can tune in via TuneIn. and catch all of the Wild Talk programming live as it streams.
Yeah. You can also interact you can interact with us on Twitter, too, at Wild Talk Radio. We can read your tweets live on air, too.
I was getting there.
I know, but I was helping you out.
Jeez.
And maybe we'll let people call in tonight. Tonight feels like a call-in night.
Well, you know, that's quite possible that we might just do that. So the pay-per-view was on, and it was okay, and it sucked, and it was this, and it was that. So let's open up the phone lines.
Okay, if you'd like to call in, it's 267-297-1397. Or if you Skype, you can Skype Sirach on the
Yeah,
Skype
you know screen. What? Don't call in just yet. Let's just talk about the pay-per-view. Then we'll tell you when you can call. If you want to call.
Yeah, wait till after the first break.
Is Nick in yet? Is he in the chat room yet? Mr. Ditty?
Might not be possible. I believe he's off playing Survivor Games this weekend.
Oh, well, good for him, I suppose. He didn't have to watch Fastlane pay-per-view. Or, you know, too bad, because he may have missed something that was really good.
If not, I'm sure I'll hear from him at some point tonight.
And I'll say, hey, mate, how was it?
That's usually how the conversation starts.
I figured. Just making that assumption. Yeah, it's been a long damn day for me. Oh, my God, absolutely next to no sleep last night, and then I had to get up early enough to check out of the hotel room. Work an entire shift, then get on the road and drive all the way home. I cheated. I left work a little bit early just so I could catch the majority of the pay-per-view. And, of course, it kicked off with the pre-show, and I guess we had Miss TV on. That was the biggest deal with the pre-show?
Pretty much.
Well, that's what they advertised as the big deal was Paul Heyman speaks on Miz TV. Which, of course, wasn't even really the main attraction of what got Miz TV over tonight.
No, that would have been Mizdow being forced to sit in the corner facing the turnbuckles on a timeout.
Yeah, and he looked, and every time he was looking at the crowd or even at Heyman, he had this shit-eating grin like the child that knows he's fucked up, but he's just working out another way to do it again.
It's like, okay, I'm busted. I might as well just fuck some more shit up. I know that look.
There was literally one point after the Miz made Mizdow turn around and face the turnbuckle where he looks out at the crowd, looks over his shoulder at the camera, and just smiles this big shit-eating grin. And it was just perfect.
So the question is, does Mizdow snap tomorrow, or do we have another week or two before he finally slaps Miz?
You got time.
Yeah, I'd say we've got time.
A couple of weeks, because you know that this is going to be a match at WrestleMania. Miz versus Sandow.
On the pre-show.
No, it'll open up WrestleMania.
No, it won't.
No, a Ziggler match will open up WrestleMania.
Ziggler and Bryan will open up WrestleMania.
No, not Ziggler and Bryan. They'll put that somewhere in the middle, probably after a championship match.
Ziggler and Kane.
No, again, I would bet Ambrose and Barrett.
To open up WrestleMania, Ambrose and Barrett, the rematch?
Yeah, by the way, people, for those of you who sort of don't really care about spoilers, whatever you missed tonight, you'll see next month at WrestleMania.
Or tomorrow night on Raw.
Basically, let's face it, the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania basically showcases and highlights the matches we are going to be fed. And gives you a tease of what to expect on a 5-hour show?
4.
Well, I'm including like the pre show.
6.
Okay, 6 hours in total. WrestleMania. Can't beat it.
And then probably the post show for another
for another couple hours or hour and a half or an hour. Yeah.
Also, and all the replays that'll go all night on the network.
Only for $9.99.
But don't forget the replays of the Hall of Fame. That's at least another 2 hours.
There you go. So, yeah, before we actually get into it, I read Lindsay's, I think it was Lindsay who said the tweet that there's actually a thing on the internet, cancelwwenetwork.com or
that,
whatever.
That was me.
There's always a thing on the internet.
Yeah.
And yes, well, cancelwwe.com is actually a website.
It's actually a thing, and I took a look at it. 57 people signed the petition.
Hooray.
That'll show them.
Well, here's the kicker. 57 people signed the petition. And how many people do you think signed up because of it?
287,000.
At the minimum.
But they're putting the WWE out a whole 570 a month.
That's just... Oh, man. Damaging to the pocketbook if you're working for minimum wage.
That's one less ivory back scratcher.
The whole thing is just it's just ridiculous. It just, it humors me.
Actually, hey, I don't know. $570, that's a lot of roids for Vince McMahon.
Ooh, no, it isn't. It's a drop in the bucket for them. Roids are expensive now. Not that I've done any research.
Well, you surprised haven't, a certain Johnny might have.
There you go. Anybody surprised Lesnar wasn't at Fastlane tonight?
Nope.
No, they'll save as many appearances as they can for Raws leading up to Mania.
He'll be on Raw tomorrow.
He will now, will he?
He's booked. The website says he's booked.
Oh, the petition's up to 63. Ooh, damn. Ooh. Yeah, that's lightning, I'll tell you. That's just awesome. That's scary numbers. I mean, we get more people listen to the replay of this show in a month. Ba-dum-bum. So yeah, kicking off now with the main show. Unless you guys want to talk any more about whatever happened on the pre-show, didn't think so.
Other than Paul Heyman was creeped out by Ms. Dow, which was funny, but that's about it.
Well, that was kind of good. That was kind of good. So, absolutely useless tidbit that's not going to go anywhere. But
considering
yeah.
the shit he saw in ECW, that's what creeps him out.
Yeah, Paul Heyman creeped up by Ms. Dow. All right, Paul, weak stomach? What happened? Kicking off the pay-per-view tonight, we have Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, and Ryback teaming up, to take on Big Show Kane and Seth Rollins.
So glad that they decided to open this up with such a great...
Well, the best thing in this match was Dolph Ziggler.
Of fucking course.
Second best was Seth Rollins.
Again, of fucking course.
Third place gets fired. Or at least they should, according to some people.
My automatic reaction at the moment, anytime I see a tag team match with Kane and Big Show involved, is I'm going to go have a snooze.
Just not... into it. Big Show might be a bigger deal if he hadn't gone through 53,275 turns.
And a half. Don't forget that half turn.
Oh, well, yeah, the half turn. I never pay attention to the half turn. So. But at the end of the day, guess who wins? The Authority.
What a shock. The heels won.
Wow. And what was it that you said in chat room, Mace? About the heels winning on the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania?
Well, of course, WrestleMania is the end of all your storylines, so what better way to make everybody happy with all the faces getting their nice come up, their revenge, and all the heels getting their big comeuppance?
For the most part, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, but of course they won in cheating fashion because Big Show knocked out Ziggler when nobody was looking except us and them and the other guys. Pretty much everybody but the ref.
Yeah, the refs were pretty fucked up tonight.
Oh, they played their role of incompetence right to a T tonight, didn't they?
Especially with one match later in the night.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second, or at least when we get to it. So, but afterwards, the Authority just basically laid out Ryback and Rowan to leave him lying. But oh my God, he's back! Who am I talking about? Randy Orton. comes out and he gives everybody an RKO, and it goes after Seth Rollins, who literally escapes the arena, like literally leaves the arena. The last we see him is he's running through the parking garage. Anybody surprised?
Not really.
Ran out of fucks to give by this point.
I'm thinking that they brought Randy back like a month too late. It should have been a month earlier. But we all know where this is heading, of course. Randy Orton wants his revenge over Seth Rollins, over everything that happened at the climax of that storyline, which started a year ago. And, of course, you're supposed to forget what happened a year ago and cheer for Randy Orton now. Right, Mace?
Pretty much. It's like, hey, he's back after being away for a while. Yay, we're cheering him. He's a good guy now. So you people forgot how much of an asshole he's been for the last 12 months?
Well, you're supposed to. That's the whole idea. He was, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Got his comeuppance, as you said, and I'm going.
That's the whole point of any heel turning face is them starting to attack someone that the crowd hates more than they hate that guy.
In a lot of cases, that is absolutely correct. And you know what? Surprisingly enough, it freaking works. People were just right into it.
Well, honestly,
I'll give Orton the benefit of the doubt at the moment. I'll wait until like tomorrow night or something where he gets the mic and actually explains himself. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool if he was sort of like an Austin anti-heel. You know, he's attacking the heels, but he still uses heel tactics himself. That I'd buy if we're supposed to. By that he's Mr. Good Guy now, then I'm just going to sit back and go, no.
He's definitely not Mr. Good Guy. I will admit, before he left, they didn't do a bad job building him up as someone who's going to eventually attack the authority. Because the crowd was actually cheering for him to snap and start laying into Rollins way earlier than this.
Well, when he left, how long? How much time did we give before we started talking about RKO out of nowhere?
I don't know. When did those vines show up?
Exactly. I mean, like literally 2 weeks afterwards.
It's really weird how the ones. it was a stupid Twitter meme that actually kept Randy Orton around and noteworthy while he was gone from WWE.
Somebody just being a smartass, and Randy Orton actually picked up on it and retweeted him, and it kind of grew from there, and it was pretty hot for a little while, but it seemed to have burned out.
It's like any internet joke. It goes away really fast.
Yeah.
True, but can I just say this to WWE's merchandising department? You spoil big returns when you put their brand new t-shirts up for sale on WWEshop.com earlier that day.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that until like the end of their appearance.
Yeah, do it after the pay-per-view.
Yeah, and then it just seems. Yeah, then it seems like your graphics department is awesome.
Exactly.
That's the most opportunistic and spoiler-ish.
I got an email. What would have been during the day for you guys, but of course middle of the night for me. Where it's advertising a brand new Randy Orton RKO out of anywhere shirt. And I'm like, oh, wow, so Orton's returning tonight. Because then you've also got, like, brand new Triple H shirt. Oh, what a shock. I guess Triple H is going to be getting into his mode tonight. And a new Sting shirt. Oh, cool. So we're getting gearing up for WrestleMania.
Well, for us...
Cool! Thanks for the spoilers, guys.
Yeah, for us, it wasn't exactly that much of a surprise or a shock, because we knew everything was leading up to it, building to it. So, basically, we had that one all, figured out and tabulated. No huge big deal. But, if the average casual person doesn't know enough to take a look at, shopwwe.com and see all the brand new merchandise for the people who are returning in 3.5, 4 to 5 hours.
They have to. If they're getting the email newsletter, they'll get it before it even appears on the site.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
That's what spoiled it for me, was opening up an email today.
Okay. But, yeah.
But now that Randy Orton's back, can we now, all the people that have been going for weeks, oh, I'm just waiting for Randy Orton to return, I hope Randy Orton returns this week, shut up!
Yeah, he's back, let it go. More or less, pretty
much. He's back, you've blown your load, fuck off.
You have such an eloquent way of putting things.
Dude, I've been dealing with two things for the past two fucking months. This one guy that always pops up in the threads like I'm in on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And his two things are, one, I wish Randy Orton's coming back this week. I hope he comes back this week. Randy Orton's going to come back this week. I just know it. Okay, dude, he's back this week. You've blown your load. Fuck off.
Straight afterwards.
Oh, I really want Kurt Angle to come back to WWE and beat Rusev.
No.
Hey, dickhead, take a look at this post from December 30th, 2014 that says he re-signed with TNA.
Yeah, but for how long? Hey, look out.
Yeah, well, at least a year.
In time for WrestleMania.
Until he gets injured again.
At least a year. At least a minimum of a year, guaranteed. And nobody's going to keep Rusev looking strong for another fucking year. Let's be honest. But, you know, it's the fans that like that have really started getting to me of late.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my god, I can't wait for Randy Orton to come back. I can't wait for Randy Orton. He'll be back. Let the guy have a fucking holiday, for fuck's sake.
Now, this is not directed at you, like, specifically, but, like, generally speaking. Now you know what you were like when you were that age.
Yeah, when I was, like, 26, 27, I was sitting there going, I can't wait for this guy to fucking return. When I was 26, 27, I was in the fucking ring. And I was watching the show, watching WWE going, fuck, that's a botch. That's a bad bump. Oh, fuck, he fucked that one up completely. Yeah. That was me at that age.
That's the absolute problem with you and me, though. We'll look at shit like that and say, well, you fucked that up real good.
Yeah, exactly. But luckily, because I've been out of it for so long, I've started going back into just being a fan. So I'm starting to get enjoyment out of certain elements, but at the same time, I still can't turn off that bit in the back of my brain that's going, here's the logical way to do shit.
So, yeah. But, yeah, you guys are talking, you called him the anti-heel, which is a brand new one on me. I was thinking anti-hero. But yeah, let him come out and let him just want to tear Seth Rollins' head from his shoulders. I'm happy with that. Just so long as he isn't all buddy-buddy with, you know, like the likes of John Cena or Daniel Bryan or Dean Ambrose. Of course, when you think about it, a tag team of Ambrose and Orton would be interesting.
No, Orton's got to go on his own from here.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying it would still be interesting.
Look, the tag team would be interesting as hell. I'm just saying that
we'll never see it.
Now you really need to have Orton do sort of a lone wolf deal.
Oh, yeah, no, he's going to.
You might have, you know, Ziggler or Rowan and all that go, hey, you know, you want to come and help us beat shit out of the authorities? Like, nah, dude, fuck that, I got this.
I'll do it myself, yeah.
It's Randy Orton. How long is he actually going to put up with Dean Ambrose's shit?
Yeah, well, this is what I'm talking
one
about.
Match. Because one match.
That would be just awesome, you know, and that would be the new Odd Couple, I suppose. I don't know, but what the hell. Anyway.
Trying to hit him with a TV. What is wrong with you?
There you go. Welcome back, Randy Orton. Keep us entertained. Looks like up next we got Goldust in the back room, in the locker room, having a nice little talk about, you know, he's not facing Cody, he's facing Stardust, and tonight Goldust won't leave the ring till he brings his brother home. Which leads us to Goldust versus Stardust, and Stardust has some kind of a new look. He's shirtless for one, and wearing white and blue and black.
It's better than black, gold, and purple.
Yeah.
The purple just didn't work.
I kind of appreciate that they were slowly changing the two from this is a direct Goldust knockoff to now he's kind of starting to do his own thing, and now that he's just kind of... He's dumped the full bodysuit now, so now it's just like... Now he has his own look.
Now that he's the heel dust, he doesn't need to have the one.
It's still dust-ish.
Yeah. It's like mirror.
It's not a direct copy anymore, so
yeah.
I think it worked out.
Yeah, so. But the match itself wasn't anything off the hook or off the charts. They work very well together. You can tell that these two know what they're doing when they're in the ring with each other. They've got a
Well, they're family.
Naturally, yeah. You know, it's just a chemistry thing. But
they've had so many years of being promised a WrestleMania match to practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. But I guess we're going to finally wind up with that WrestleMania match, and that's where I expect them to actually go all out and not hold back. Watching the match itself, like I was saying, it was a solid match. It was tight. It was very well orchestrated, if you want to use that phrasing. But neither one of them actually went, you know, overboard.
But that was the whole psychology of the match. Like,
yeah.
Goldust promised that I would not hurt my brother. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, his methodology comes into it. You know, it's all about trying to get the win without hurting his own brother. Whereas now he's going to throw that right out the window come WrestleMania.
And then you can expect them to really go tooth and nail against each other and deliver a really, really entertaining match. I don't expect them to work a long match. It's just Dustin is just starting to get up there in age a little bit. So I don't see him going for any real length of time. I do see them...
I could see this being a 15-20 minute, easy.
Well, I'm thinking 15 minutes, but no longer. Right?
Yeah, he just does a little bit more DDP yoga that week.
Okay, there you go. We will definitely make a note, people. We're going to time that match when we get it at WrestleMania to see exactly how long it is. Just to see.
But I'll say this. The referee... yeah, he fucked the finish.
Did his hand even come down for three?
No.
No. His wrist, like, grazed. It just kind of grazed the mat, so it's... fuck it, close enough.
I mean, like, if you're not really watching that closely, you're not going to really notice it and whatever. But
yeah, but then they replayed it six times with the commentators going, Is that proper? Was that a proper three count?
Yeah, and, you know, when the referee fucks up like that, you don't want the commentators pointing it out. Or the people in production truck replaying it, you know. So,
I
don't know.
That was just stupid. Like, it was a half-decent match from what I saw. I'll be honest, I only saw half this match.
Uh-huh.
That was when the Oscars started, and I watched the opening.
Neil Patrick Harris, yeah.
But
didn't he open it up in his underwear or something?
No. He was in full suit.
Oh, okay. He was in his underwear later.
But he did a really good musical number.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's MPH. Dude can sing.
Yeah, well, but, nothing like perpetuating the stereotype. Sorry.
Dude, Jack Black got up in the middle of it and went Tenacious D on his ass, so...
Yeah, I got the groan from Omega that I was looking for. We're all
good. Yeah, I was trying to avoid it.
People are like, what the fuck are they talking about? Never mind.
Don't worry, kids.
It's just a cheap shot that didn't really mean anything by in all sincerity. It was just funny. And
I will debate that.
You got to let go of some of the political correctness. Oh, loosen up. Anyway, yeah. So Stardust in the back after the match attacks Goldust. This is the setup for WrestleMania for Goldust saying, "Screw it! I don't care if you're my brother and teach you a lesson." Blah 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 blah. Guys, did you know that Dusty Rhodes killed Cody?
My God, that line just made that promo. Like, seriously, like, he could have just gone on his usual, you know, I'm not Cody rant, but, oh my God, to pin it all on Dusty? Fucking brilliant.
I mean, especially with all the hard, you know, the more hardcore followers of professional wrestling, not just WWE, but anything that any of the Rhodes family members have been involved with. That trio, those three, have had their ups and downs on a personal level in real life, so this just... sort of subtly pulls back a little bit of the reality into it.
Yeah, just don't end it with a kiss my ass match where Dusty eats a whole ton of burritos.
Yeah, that would, you don't need that.
No, neither did WCW.
No.
It happened.
It shouldn't have. But hey, the look on Dusty's face, that was good. I mean, like, if you want an Oscar nominee for Best Supporting Actor, give it to Dusty.
Sorry, it went to J.K. Simmons this year.
Well, I don't know if J.K. Simmons deserved it.
He did for Spider-Man.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but supposedly this Whiplash movie has been getting a lot of awards tonight. Might have to give it a watch.
Whiplash?
Yeah, it's the one that Simmons won the supporting actor for, and it's won like two other awards already tonight.
I might have to do a speed read of that, and if it's any good, then maybe, yeah, maybe watch it and see if I'm entertained or not. But, yeah. Up next, we've got the WWE Tag Team title match, the Usos defending versus Kidd and Cesaro. And, damn good match.
It was what was expected from them.
Pretty much. And, you know, when you get all four of these guys working, you're expecting a good match, and that's exactly what you got. Again, it wasn't anything over the top or anything like that, but it was very entertaining.
Unfortunately, yeah. I did not get to see it because my internet crapped out on me completely.
Well, I can empathize because I missed, and it pisses me off because I missed Bray Wyatt's almost entire promo.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's so I'm going to be rewatching that later, but we'll get to that when we get to it.
As much as I watched the match, I was so distracted because you had Naomi walking around ringside looking like a complete nut of ring rat.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Natty on the other side looking like some sort of dominatrix Sith.
Hey, she looked good. If you're into the dominatrix. Shit. Yeah, if you're into the dominatrix Sith look. Which more guys than you would probably be...
Hey, she must have watched 50 Shades of Grey this week or something.
I don't know. I've never seen the... I've never read the book. I don't intend to see the movie.
You
don't know what it's about.
You won't want to see the movie after you've heard some of the states of cinemas afterwards.
What? I'm waiting.
Go. No. You continue. I'm going to type it because I don't want to say this on air.
Go back and listen to CB Radio last night where we talked all about how a girl was doing things to herself while handcuffed in theater watching said movie.
He was trying to avoid talking about it and airing it, you know, on air, but we should have known we could have counted on you to say something.
I didn't say the worst part of it. He typed the worst one. I went the tamer one.
So anyway, who won the tag match?
Yeah, I don't think I want to have zucchini anymore.
Yeah.
So... Wow! New tag team champions, Kidd Cesaro. Really?
Yeah, the Twitter sort of went into a mental meltdown right then, going, "Wait, Tyson Kidd is wrestling on a pay per view. Tyson Kidd has a title belt in 2015. What the fuck?"
Well, yeah, you know, all I can say is congrats to my buddy TJ, you know, Tyson Kidd. On actually getting a WWE strap.
Just give me a sec. I got to pick up that name you dropped.
Right.
Hang on. We're waiting for the soundbite.
I don't have the soundbite anywhere.
Oh, I don't believe it. You don't have the clip?
No, it's on the old computer. I don't have the soundbite.
Well, which one were you looking for?
The name dropper one? I have.
Okay, so you were looking for Archer.
Whatever you sent me before, I have. I don't know.
Okay. Where Archer goes, name dropper!
Anyway.
I will speak to you, Herman. And let me pick up those names you dropped.
But anyway.
Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Look, this was good. Good match. Good to see, you know, Kidd and Cesaro to actually get a chance at having the belts. Even if they are only keeping them till WrestleMania at this point.
Well, you figure they're going to surrender them at Mania?
I reckon they're going to drop straight out. Unless they can find a really, really good way to sort of keep them on them. Like, I don't know, maybe some sort of drama involving Natty that can float over into that other show.
Mm, I figured that they just drop into the Ascension.
Oh my god, that's the first time you've been funny in years, Tim.
I had to give you a laugh.
I figured the Usos were going to drop it to Ascension, but, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, right. So.
Yeah, and I know not many people are going to notice, but the Usos tonight were dressing in Seattle Seahawks colors, and they got fucked over in the last minute.
Oh, that was very subtle. Who picked up on that besides you?
About four or five other people in the Fastlane thread I was commenting on tonight.
Yeah. And then a couple of other people who weren't in the Fastlane thread. But yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, that was, you know, very well played. Makeup department.
Not just the makeup department, it was their gear as well. It was the exact same colors.
Yeah, and wardrobe. And script writer.
Yeah, whoever's doing the Usos, like, face paint and stuff is actually, you know, they deserve a bit of credit, because they get some very interesting combinations with that face paint going.
Yeah, and it looks good. I mean, it's perfect, you know, perfectly mirrored on each one of them, almost.
And did you notice that each of them now has a towel with their name on it on the back of their pants?
Just so you can tell who's who?
Yeah. At one point, Jimmy took a bump, and you could see it clearly straight in the camera. It's like, oh, so that's how they tell them apart.
Jimmy, yeah. As opposed to Jay having the right side of his face painted and Jimmy having the left painted. And
It's not like you could, put them in different colors or something.
That would just be too easy and convenient.
Yeah, it's because have their tag team actually be uniform, damn it.
Well, here's the thing. You could have one, colors tonight, like one, you know, like, you could have them in two colors, one primary on Jimmy, the opposite primary on Jay. Mm-hmm. So the colors still match, but they stand out from each other.
Sort of like a photo and a photo negative.
No.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
One would have to be albino for that.
About the paint, not the skin tone.
But you could have a match. You could have a color match and design match and still tell them apart. Because I never understood twins that dress alike, but they're not heels. They're not doing the twin magic Bella bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, that's just... at that point, it's just confusing. You know, and if you're not going to use it in a match, it serves no purpose.
You know what's really confusing is watching an Usos match in a mirror over your shoulder.
Why would you watch an Uso match in a mirror over your shoulder?
Because the TV is behind you while you're working at the desk and the mirror is right in front of you.
I thought Tim was busy taking selfies of himself and that's how he's watching wrestling.
No, I don't take selfies of myself. I don't take selfies of anybody.
Okay, Tim.
But hey, the big moment now comes, kids. It's time to play the game.
I'm playing the game right now.
Not that game. I'm talking about Triple H.
Oh, him.
Put down your 3DS, damn it.
And you know he was in serious mode because he had on his new T-shirt and his leather jacket.
And his blue jeans.
Yeah.
Don't forget the blue jeans, because that's important. No,
the jacket is usually the main piece of clothing that comes out during serious mode.
And if that didn't give it away, then having his hands taped up should have.
Well, he actually had a bottle of water to spit, too.
Yeah. If he had a bottle of water to spit and the leather jacket with the denim vest over it, then someone was ready to die.
But he doesn't stand in the ring as the COO, as the heartbeat of the WWE. He stands in a WWE ring as the King of Kings. Sting was WCW. Triple H was WWE. And Triple H said that Sting backed the wrong horse.
He did.
He also said that he was responsible for bringing down WCW. To which I'm going, what the fuck?
Was the best laugh of the night.
Some people might not understand that, but those of us who were there do. And yeah, it was like,
my legacy is taking down your legacy.
Did you really just say that? What the fuck, dude?
That's what he said.
I mean, is that Russo in makeup? Yeah, I know. It's like, no, I'm talking to Triple H. Is that, like, do you think that's Russo in makeup?
I have no idea, but, you know, it's like, the fuck?
Jeez, man.
You really believe that you are the reason WCW folded, you fucking egotistical prick?
Dude, you're reaching. You are reaching. So. But,
I've seen Area 51 fucking conspiracy theories that make more sense than that.
More plausible, yeah. But yeah, no, it was still a pretty good build-up to bring Sting out, and of course out comes Sting, and Triple H says, listen, we'll make all this go away. We'll put you in the Hall of Fame next year. We'll keep your legacy alive.
Hold on. Isn't he already in a Hall of Fame?
Not the WWE Hall of Fame.
Not the WWE Hall of Fame. Okay.
That's the only one that counts.
Yeah, there is no other Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one that's in Orlando? Or wherever they are now?
Nashville.
The one that Kurt Angle refused to be inducted into after he was named.
And then he eventually went into the Hall of Fame.
I don't know about that because I stopped watching. So, whatever.
He'd have more notoriety on the Wall of Fame at a steakhouse for eating the big 63 ounce.
That reminds me of a TV show on Food Network on Friday. Yeah, people writing their names after eating 64 ounces of pulled pork. To make over.
For those of you who do want to go and visit Japan, go and check out Ribera's Steakhouse. It is full of wrestling memorabilia, including pictures of any big-time wrestlers that have actually ate there.
Mm-hmm. And what do they serve? Kobe
steak.
Beef. Kobe beef.
Well, Kobe beef and pretty much any type of actual steak as well.
Actual Kobe beef.
Like, you gotta admit, real Kobe beef, there's just unbelievable.
Well, do you actually know that?
Well, as somebody who has eaten a lot of Kobe beef, real Kobe beef, yes, I know that.
Okay, so you've been to Japan at some point. Because they don't export real Kobe beef.
Oh, I've had real Kobe beef.
You'd have to have been in Japan.
No, there are ways to get actual Kobe beef.
Yeah. You have to remember the family that I actually...
very dodgy channels.
I come from a certain family, let's just say that.
Jews.
No, shut up. Connected. I'm just going to say connected, and that's all I'm going to say.
He deals with the Jewish mafia.
Doesn't make me Jewish, though.
Anywhere.
He doesn't like to talk about where he gets his meat.
Oh God. Okay, drop it right now.
Don't
moving
don't,
on.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. Brent has the same problem Saturday nights.
You're the one who just like totally went into took a left turn and went into Disgustingville. Sick and Disgustingville. That's just horrible. Horrible, horrible. I expect.
So what were we talking about again?
Sting was WCW and Triple H was WWE.
Oh, yeah, that crap.
But Triple H offered to preserve and protect his legacy, put him in the WWE Hall of Fame, and if not, we can do it the hard way, and I will erase you from history.
Yeah, don't care.
Snacking each other.
Yeah, this was pretty predictable. You know, of course, you know, they go for the punch-up, Sting gets the upper hand, Triple H rolls out, grabs the sledge, comes back in, and Sting's got the baseball bat and says, no, you don't, bitch.
Yeah, basically puts a baseball bat right to Hunter's throat. Hunter drops the sledge over the ring, and...
And then we start taking shots.
Now, why are we taking shots? People don't know why we take shots.
Okay, there's only really two games that you should be playing at this time of year where you're taking shots. Mm-hmm. The one that you do is on any Raw, SmackDown, or pay-per-view between Royal Rumble and the final week before WrestleMania, where if anybody points at the WrestleMania sign, you take a shot.
Yeah, and how many shots should we start taking?
Tonight, in that one segment, 3 shots.
No, there's more than 3.
There was
in that
like
one, in that one segment.
Yeah,
I got like 6.
Like, because really? I counted 3
when he was
well 3 from Sting anyway.
No, there was more than when after he was put in the neck like 3-4 times, 3 times I think it was. He then after Hunter bailed out, he pointed again at the thing. So it's
okay, I must have missed that one then.
Yeah, at least a couple more times.
And the other one is the one we get to play at WrestleMania, which is take a shot for every German suplex somebody gets hit with from Brock Lesnar.
Pretty much.
Which means Tim and I are going to be very drunk after WrestleMania.
Oh, it's going to be a fun show, Mace.
Yeah, because we all know me getting drunk after a pay-per-view is such a great idea.
We might each have to have a drunk sober translator over to watch with us.
For me, it's called an 8-second delay.
Okay, that might work. We might need a 12-second delay for you.
That's true, because you bastards always complain about my accent when I get drunk.
It gets thick. What do you want? It does, you know. Have you ever heard yourself talk when you're drunk?
Yeah, many times.
So you know it gets thick?
No.
Dude, it turns into maple syrup. It really does.
Then I must not be drunk enough, because when I get extremely drunk, I sound Russian.
Well, I could have said molasses. The point was it's thick.
Stop saying the word thick. I'm getting uncomfortable now.
He was first talking about me, and now thick me.
I know!
All right, you guys.
Are you sure we're not playing cards on Saturday night?
Stop it! You see, they're just perverted. I didn't do anything, and they took it and twisted it and made it perverted. They're a couple of pervs. Swear to God.
Again, cards on Saturday night.
So
play enough, or mine gets fucked up.
Yeah. And maybe that's why I stopped playing cards with you guys. I don't know. I don't need to be perverted anymore.
I thought it was because you kept losing, but okay.
Well, no. I won a game once. Twice. Yeah, something like that. Anyway. So, we've got our matchup. Triple H taking on Sting at WrestleMania. And, of course, Triple H gets laid out with baseball bat at the end of this segment because Triple H tries to cheap shot him. But Sting was ready for it.
Baseball bat, scorpion death drop, you know.
That was the penultimate.
I will admit, I kind of fanboyed seeing the bat.
Well, you know, I said it in the chat room, and Lindsay asked me why I was holding back, but I let the fanboy out a little bit for this segment. I really did. I knew what was coming. I knew what was going on, more or less, you know, the outline. I knew that it was going to be a setup for a match at WrestleMania. Hell, we've been talking about it since SummerSlam that it's going to be Triple H and Sting at WrestleMania. The closer we get, the more I'm rubbing my hands together in anticipation, thinking that we're going to have a damn good match between these two veterans of the ring. And I'm, for one, am looking forward to it. So there.
All I can say is Sting cuts a better promo than Roman Reigns.
Ooh. Ooh. I can't give you shit for that, because you're not wrong.
No.
People are like, wait, he didn't say anything. That's what we're talking about. That's what we mean.
You talk about the Undertaker Triple H promo for Mania where they didn't say a word to each other.
Yeah.
Sting doesn't even need Triple H to go silent on him, and just it's still good.
Reigns.
Still way better than Reigns.
I feel badly. No, I don't. I lied. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to take our first time out of the evening, everybody. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, and it is the Fastlane Review Edition. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk, coming up, the match of the night and everything else that happened. And what should have been the match, could have been the match of the night. But we'll also open up the phone lines after we're done talking, let you guys give us your thoughts and opinions on the pay-per-view. Write down the number right now, 267-297-1397. You can call from any phone, landline, or cell phone to contact the show. Of course, if you want to save any charges, or if you live outside of North America, just Skype Sir Rockin'. We'll be back right after this.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after the rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because the Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Eddie might have himself some cig.
I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of Extreme dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 in my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open.
I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go.
Yeah,
I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... About to get plowed by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today. Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
every Monday night. Get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's Boots to Asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Jarvis! It's Jason St. Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moment.
Since you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down hit the Sergeant Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
And apparently, welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network because the Canadian Mrs. Q.
Smirkenstein's still finishing it up.
Mrs. Q, his R, his S.
And the TUV. So I'll drink to that.
He's either he didn't pass English or he does terrible at Wheel of Fortune.
Can you really do terrible at Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, I've seen the YouTube videos.
I saw one, and the dude guessed it on one letter. That was pretty amazing.
I got that one too.
I've been watching a lot of Family Feud screw ups and weird answers lately. That was just hilarious compared to our version.
Did you see Turkey?
Possibly.
If you saw, you get it. Like literally during the Fast Money, the final round, the guy answered Turkey for like the first three questions.
Seriously,
that one I haven't actually seen.
Oh my God!
But I will endeavor to find it afterwards. I did see my favorite one so far has been two guys up at to start things off, and it was. Six answers on the board. Name one of the dwarfs that best describes your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got both guys. One's a normal guy. The other guy's a Marine just standing there going, mm-mm.
Not going to touch that one.
Not going to say, mm-mm.
Are they newer ones, or have you gone to like some of the old ones?
It's been a mix, because I've been watching like compilation videos.
Okay, because Richard Dawson had some legendary ones during the original run. Did you see the one where...
There was one... The early ones, the best one out of that one I've seen is name an animal with three letters in its name.
Mm-hmm.
And the first guy said, like... Oh, what did the first guy say? I think the first guy actually said turkey, and the second guy said alligator.
Yeah, alligator, I remember him saying. It wasn't turkey, but it was something, like, really... I think it was frog.
That's right, like, yes, it was frog. Yeah. Frog, and the other guy said alligator.
Yeah. At least they were both in reptiles. No, the best one was during the last question. Yes, he asked what month does a woman first start to show her pregnancy?
Sixth.
No. The woman. Shut up, Tim. Shut up. The woman without hesitation says September.
September, that's right. they named actual months.
No, they didn't both name actual months. She just said September. And Richard, for as inflappable as he was, could not hold himself together.
Oh, I remember that clip. The dude was broken for like 5 whole minutes. It was great. They had to stop the second part of that whole thing twice because he was laughing up every time he tried to say the question.
Yeah.
But yes, I will have to look up that other clip after the show. I reckon I still haven't seen half of the screwed up flubs that have come out of that show.
Yeah, the turkey one is from the UK version, so you might have to look up Family Fortune.
Family Feud is not as good as far as bad TV goes. It was never really a train wreck until Steve Harvey started hosting it.
Oh, Steve Harvey had a brilliant one. He had a brilliant one where, what will men do to get sex? And the women are answering, buy flowers, do the dishes, and they're all striking out. Every woman who answers it gets it wrong. Every guy who answers it gets one right. And it's shit like, steal, lie, kill, die.
Beg.
And Steve is so, so into it. It's like, he turns into fucking evangelical.
I can't remember the question, but the answer that the first woman he talked to said, pull out their penis. Something a man does for something. And she says, pull out their penis. And he's like, what?
And what was even funnier with that one was it was a preacher's wife.
You know the clip I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now that we've stalled for long enough, let's get back to the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, wrestling show.
And your transition is, you know, Dean Ambrose, so go.
I'm busy having a nice frosty beverage.
Then Intercontinental Championship, Dean Ambrose and Bad News Barrett.
Don't do that again.
What?
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah, the bad news was that this match didn't go for longer.
This match, in my estimation, before the pay-per-view started, was a match of the night candidate before the pay-per-view even started. And it wound up not being match of the night just because of what happened.
I just thought it was a decent match. Like, it was a good preview for these guys. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't see that this was going to be a match that was going to go on forever or it was actually something that was going to be a one-and-done deal.
Yeah.
This is the opening salvos in a feud that's going to go on for a little while.
Well, I don't want to call it disappointing because I don't want to give people the wrong idea. I guess it's my fault because I did expect it to be a little bit more than it was, but I should have known better because, again, it's the setup for WrestleMania.
Yeah, you got to remember, this is what you get for free. You're going to get a lot more when you pay that $9.99.
Pretty much, yeah. And that being said, it was still a very good match. It was a lot of fun. These guys look like they can work really well together.
Yeah, exactly. It was a preview. It was exactly what we were expecting.
Yep.
But, you know, I would have liked to have seen more, but then again, sure. Let's put down the money for next month.
It was. I think it probably was enough to entice people to put down the $9.99. I mean, the match that we're going to get at WrestleMania is definitely going to be worth the $10. Just for that one match, I think.
Well, considering most people are going to be paying $10 for WrestleMania, I think they're going to get their money's worth.
Just off that one match is what my point is.
It's really weird that we are now in this era where we say, is WrestleMania going to be worth the $10?
As opposed to the 50 60?
No, try 70.
Well, $70.
$75 or whatever it was for the HD last year.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And they did what they were supposed to do, which was leave you wanting more. You're going to get more. It's going to be a great time. And, yeah.
and we should also mention that Barrett wins via Dean Ambrose getting disqualified because he just went absolute psychotic.
He went Dean on Barrett.
Yeah. That shit crazy.
And then stole the belt and went, bye-bye.
Yeah, he took the belt with him. JBL at the commentator's table just absolutely going ballistic. Call the cops!
He was like, King, you have hooked up. You tried to run for mayor. Get the, you know, call some people.
Well, oh, King, he copped a lot of shit on commentary tonight just for being in Memphis.
Yeah.
Just a bit. Yeah, no, it was entertaining and enjoyable. Yeah, I like the match. I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. But here we go.
Hold on. My bad. We forgot the Divas match. That was my bad.
Here we go.
Shit, we did too. So did everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody forgot.
What's different about that?
Yeah, everybody forgot the Divas match. I mean, this was absolutely terrible. Not even Paige could save it. And it's...
I'm sorry to sound
like a stereotype, but this women's match sucked. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you. It wasn't a sucky match, but it wasn't exactly as, you know, we've noted. It's not exactly memorable either. When you're coming into this was going to be a Nikki Bella win, regardless of what the setup was.
I think we all called Nikki to win it and retain.
And I'm going to be honest, Nikki has improved in the ring.
Shut up.
Not
I know.
not for the pin for the final 1-2-3. She didn't. That was
no. That was fucking that was terrible. But
that I think.
I'll be honest. When you take into account how both Bellas started in the business and their matches early on,
mm-hmm.
they have improved by leaps and bounds up to this point. Especially when you're in the ring with someone like Paige, who has all the experience and everything else that she has.
Right, and just for the whole finish of the match with the roll-up, I think she was trying to help Paige not have her top completely come off.
Damn it.
Yeah, I think that...
We were so close on Monday, why couldn't you finish the job on pay-per-view?
Hashtag no, we naked Paige.
We were not
damn right.
Close. We were not close on Monday, and I'll tell you why. I can't get over the fact you're drooling over the fact that Paige is running around the back with a towel wrapped around her and nothing else. That towel covers more of Paige than her gear does.
I know, and I was disappointed that she was wearing the towel. Fucking, I ain't dirty, I'm honest.
Same shit.
Shit. But to be honest, she did make the better of two choices when she was picking the outfit on Monday night, because let's be honest, if she picked Mia Yim's outfit, the fucking top would have fallen off.
Yeah, well, too bad for you, I guess.
Mia Yim, big old boobies.
Paige does not have big old boobies.
No, she's good enough, but...
Here's the thing.
The whole top this, up.
At that point, it doesn't matter if they're big or not, they're boobies, and that's all that matters.
Pretty much,
yeah. Australians and Canadians, we agree on one thing. Boobs. Okay, two things.
Boobs and beer.
Yeah. Well, I was counting the boobs as two. Okay, three things. three things. Boobs and beer. Okay.
Anyway.
Moving on. So, yeah, you know, the Bellas, okay, you made a case for the Bellas having improved. They have gotten better. Look at who one of them's married to and the other one is sleeping with. I mean, Nikki is dating John Cena, and you know that he's given her a few pointers, and Brie is married to Daniel Bryan. Guess which one of the two Bellas I think has improved the most?
I'll take a shocking guess and say Nikki.
You'd be shockingly wrong. The one that wasn't wrestling, in my opinion. Brie is better.
Yeah.
Well, let's not say better, but she's actually improved them. She's improved the most.
If she had improved the most, she'd be the one holding the belt right now.
Well, we're talking WWE, so you might want to think that over again.
Yeah, I know. I keep using that fucking logic thing. It's been getting me into trouble all night tonight.
He's like, smarten the fuck up. What are you doing?
Yeah, smarten the fuck up and dumb the fuck down.
So. Exactly. But, yeah, so now we got to catch up. We cover the Divas. And, yeah, Bray Wyatt segment, kids. We hear the gong. We see the druids. Everybody's drooling because they figure, finally, we're going to hear from The Undertaker. Out comes the coffin. casket, whatever you want to call it. Gets down to the ring, the Undertaker music finishes, up goes casket, and out pops Bray, which is where my feed drops, so take it away.
At this point, before this, the second the music hit, I'm sitting here going, prepare for Troll Wyatt, and anybody who thinks otherwise, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Is it in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, New York, and London, all at the same time.
There you go.
Anyway.
But, look, this promo basically screaming, you know, hey, I was a fan of The Undertaker. Now I'm not scared of him. I'm going to get my ass kicked by him at Mania. It was pretty much along the same lines of what you've been hearing for the last couple of weeks on Raw. Just done in a really different way with the whole casket and everything. I like the fact that, you know, they open up the casket, he pops, he sits up, does his promo, lays back down again, they close the casket, take it off.
I am pain, I am suffering, I am Bray Wyatt, the new face of the year.
Pretty much.
So the question is, when do we hear from The Undertaker?
Tomorrow.
The week before WrestleMania.
Omega, what's your guess?
2 weeks from now.
Okay.
What's your guess, Tim?
Next week.
Okay.
So pretty much between the four of us, we've got every week covered.
Just about, yeah.
I think we missed the third week. Someone didn't claim the third week. Because there's like 5 weeks before WrestleMania.
Should we give that to Lindsay?
No, because she believes he's tomorrow.
Yeah, but she's been believing it's tomorrow every single week.
No, she wants it to happen on Tuesday. Point that out. But anyway, continue.
Oh yeah, they're gonna burn that on SmackDown.
Well, she's going to SmackDown. That's why she wants the Undertaker.
I know.
Be there for SmackDown.
But, no, I'm sorry.
Well, SmackDown was the Undertaker's show for a while.
And they wanted
that was Edge's show.
Anyway. So yeah. Anyway,
it was The Rock's show, it was Undertaker's show, it was Edge's show.
It was Randy Orton's show, too.
Let me ask you guys this. With all of this build-up and this hype and everybody on the internet is speculating, oh, is Undertaker going to show up? Is he actually going to fight another WrestleMania match? Would they be going through this if he wasn't going to?
No. Tonight was very evident. Well, 2 weeks ago was pretty evident where the Undertaker is coming back, but tonight was all nailing.
Tonight just pretty much, you know, pretty much is like signing a contract that it's going to happen.
The best part about the promo, he never used the Undertaker's name. I don't think he ever said the Undertaker. He never said.
The last word was Undertaker.
Did he say Undertaker? I don't remember him saying Undertaker.
Yep.
Okay.
He said.
Somebody
he was
power
going
up the WWE Network.
He said at WrestleMania, I will claim the soul of the Undertaker.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But
there is that.
For the majority of it, then, he didn't say it, which was really a nice touch.
It was a good touch. But moving on from there, we've got time now for the U.S. title, and it's taking on John Cena. And this match, I found it entertaining.
It was a nice warm-up sort of preview thing. Again, this one I can see being replayed at WrestleMania, where Cena gets the big, you know, win over the guy who's been undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything, tonight proved that Rusev can hang with the big boys.
I have to agree with you on that one. He did not look out of place. Of course, naturally, he's not supposed to look out of place, but that's kind of beside the point.
He looked dominant. He looked strong. He looked like he can actually go up against somebody of a high caliber and take them to task.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, oh, look, there's a jobber, squash. Oh, look, there's a mid-cutter, squash. He's now at the point where he's looking strong enough where you are having to throw guys like Cena at him in order to keep building him or get to the crescendo of the whole, you know, the whole build.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they sort of do like I said in a thread earlier this evening, if they can put Rusev up against a full power final form John Cena,
mm-hmm.
and have Rusev go toe to toe with him, and lose, Rusev will walk out of there looking like $1 million.
Yep.
Even with a loss to Cena.
And of course, the way that he won tonight, the low blow when Lana was trying to walk into the ring with the IC title and distracting the referee. A bit of a theme here with the referees tonight, don't you think?
All she has to do is bend over and the referee be distracted.
Well, so would you, but that's another story. But yeah, no, it's just you know, the way that he won and retained the title. I don't think there was a better way that they could have done that without him, you know, going over cleanly. I mean, sure, he got the win by, it's going to be an official win by submission.
Well, basically it was John Cena passing out. This way it doesn't hurt Cena, gives Cena a reason to come back next month, and it also gives Rusev the whole thing of saying, you know what, prove it to me. Little Cena boy, I put you out. I blacked you out. Why should I have to take you on again? It's now up to Cena to prove to Rusev that he is worthy of taking on Rusev. Rusev now looks like the big fucking dominant thing on this, and then you've got Cena doing what he does best, which is chase the heel.
Yep.
You want to build you want to build towards WrestleMania. This is how you do it.
Absolutely.
Mind you, how many people have passed out? Just raise your hands because I'm actually praising Cena for once.
What?
You didn't catch that?
No, you got distracted by his game.
Probably. Well, you're talking about a John Cena match, so I just kind of, you know, went away from it.
You tuned out. Yeah, no, he's actually saying nice about Cena.
Oh my god.
Believe it or not, not. What?
But Omega, you got anything to say about this match at all?
Better than I expected it would to be. I mean, I do like. It seems like they're trying really hard to push Rusev as a bigger star than he feels like he is right now. Mm-hmm. He has been dominant, but it's mostly been. It's mostly involved the mid-card.
Okay, so he just doesn't have that monster heel feel for you yet.
There's something missing to it. I'm not sure what it is, but he just doesn't feel like the big deal that he's supposed to be. I don't know. It might be just because I find the Russian gimmick cheap heat. I don't know, but I do like that they put him over the way they did today, because it had a big match feel to it, where they're throwing everything at each other and nobody's going down. You know, it felt like a pay-per-view match where a title was on the line, you know, as opposed to, you know, a John Cena, like the kind of John Cena matches would normally be for someone who was holding on to a mid-card championship.
So it was better than you were expecting it to be.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I can't disagree. It was. I didn't expect it to be a bad match. I expected Cena to go out there and make Rusev look like gold, and he came pretty damn close to achieving his goal, I think.
Pretty much. So, yeah. Can't really fault it. This was the match that said Rusev has arrived.
Yep. Ball gang, it's time for the main event.
Oh, I wonder how the Oscar's going.
You know, just because you're jaded that it's what's his name and not Daniel Bryan that's going to fight for the.
It's got nothing. It's to be honest, it's not the fact that it's Roman Reigns. Look, you know, fucking spoiler alert that nobody that you know, unless you bash your head against the wall before this pay per view, Roman Reigns won. Look, I made my peace with the fact that Roman Reigns is going to WrestleMania and quite possibly beating Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
What annoys me is the manner in which they're doing it. You know, you've
like
got
shoving him down your throat instead of letting it be organic? No? Well, okay, sir.
It's not even that. It's the fact that you have Roman Reigns, who's meant to be the next prodigal son of the WWE, who's meant to be the guy who's supposedly beating Lesnar at WrestleMania,
yeah,
who still has issues taking on Kane, The Big Show, Daniel Bryan,
and
Seth
the
Rollins.
Microphone.
The microphone is his biggest enemy for sure. But when he can't even get past these guys, and he's meant to be going up against what the guy that I have basically called I'm motherfucking doomsday bitch in Brock Lesnar, how am I as a fan of any entertainment medium supposed to see Roman Reigns as the big hero who's going to take down this gigantic villain, this super villain that the WWE has created in Brock Lesnar, when he's still having issues with the guy that they have called the midget and the B-plus player of the company, mm-hmm, the Big Show, who's been around since 1994 and still moves like a walking sack of shit.
Call him the
Bloody Kane. Kane, who hasn't really been relevant for 10 years.
Yeah.
And basically anybody else on the fucking roster, you know, he's going up against his old stablemates like Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. He has trouble looking strong against them. When he's taking on guys smaller than him, less, well, I'd say less skilled, but let's be honest, it's Roman Reigns. He's still greener than a fucking pile of baby shit.
There you go.
But, you know, when he's supposed to be this guy who's this big, tough guy who can take on the world and everything else, how am I supposed to buy this when he's still having trouble with smaller guys, when he's having take on guys who basically are lunch for a guy like Brock Lesnar? You want me to believe that Roman Reigns can beat Brock Lesnar? You've got a month to turn Roman Reigns into a fucking monster.
Because you have not done
it. I'm talking he
yet.
Needs to... Yeah, you haven't done it yet. You need Reigns to fucking go through the entire fucking roster like they're wet paper.
Yep.
He needs to be undefeated for the next month. He needs to basically... People need to sell that Superman punch like a nuclear bomb exploding in their face.
Honestly? I hate to say it, but at this point, the only way to do that might for him to take down Rusev.
Then, if that's what they need to... But then again, if they do that, that sort of ruins Rusev for Cena, though.
They should have already done that. They should have...
Well, they should have already done that. Yes, I'll agree with you there, Tim. But, you know, they need something big to... And he needs to stop going up against Kane and Big Show, step one. Or if he goes up against them over the next couple of weeks, have him rip through them like they're fucking nothing. Squash them.
Absolutely. If you're going to do that, you've got to squash those big guys.
Because if a guy like Brock Lesnar can throw the Big Show around like he's nothing, and yet the guy that's supposed to beat him can barely, you know, get the guy on one knee,
yeah,
that's not... I couldn't believe that in a million years.
Let me throw this at you, Mace.
Yeah, go for it.
Because this is what I've been saying for about 3 months now. How would things be different if Eric Rowan and Luke Harper's heels were in place of Big Show and Kane right now? How more interesting would television be?
To be honest, I personally wouldn't see much difference. All it is, instead of having a couple of older veterans being the... Well, I hate to use the term, but they're the glass ceiling. You'd have a couple of newer guys in their place.
But
sure, we might get a bit more interesting story out of it because it's all about newer guys.
That's what I mean. It wouldn't be a more interesting story if it was newer guys rather than older guys.
Yeah. See, there
I can definitely see and agree.
Yeah, I can see where that's coming from. And I actually do kind of agree with that. Someone on my Twitter feed...
Can somebody check this Coke I've been drinking all night? Because, one, I'm agreeing with Rock, I'm defending Nikki Bella, and I'm saying good shit about Cena. What the fuck is in this?
If you start to say you loved Roman Reigns' last promo, then we'll worry.
Oh, fuck no, that'll never happen.
Yeah, then we're not too upset about it. Then we're you know, that's the benchmark right there.
But I kind of see that. Like, personally, I think I'd be more interested in what's going on if it was Rowan and Harper, because I was just reminded of this the other night. Someone on my Twitter feed was watching WrestleMania, or I want to say Royal Rumble 2000, 2001, one or the other. Mm-hmm. Can't remember where it is. And the final four came down to Kane, Big Show, X-Pac, and The Rock. And I'm like,
probably 2000.
Probably
2000.
Yeah, that would have been 2000.
Yeah, and something in my head went, oh, hey, Kane, Big Show, and a Samoan in the final four. Things have changed. That was, 14 years ago? 14, 15 years ago.
Here's the thing, like, you mentioned Royal Rumble. Go and watch everything between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. You'll see 9/10 of the storylines we're seeing today. I know you're going to have to take that my word for it, because I'm the only one who sits here with a collection of this shit and watches it. But a lot of this stuff we did see in, like, the year 2000/2001.
I'm aware, but it just... It reminds me just how tired a lot of this stuff is. I mean, you've got Big Show, who hasn't been a dominant monster for all the size and power he supposedly has in years.
He technically never was. That's the problem.
He was at times. He was when it was better written and they knew how to work around it. These days, he's...
'99, when he debuted, he was one hell of an unstoppable force.
These days, he's kind of stuck in that same... He's not allowed to look dominant loop that most of the mid-card is. And
he and Kane have become, as I said before, the glass ceiling. They've become the door the gatekeepers to the main event.
That's giving Kane a lot of credit. Kane just seems like the guy they put with anyone who doesn't have anything to do.
Yeah, but how many times has Kane gone up against guys who end up becoming successful main eventers in the future?
He has. We're at a point where it's like they just need to trust the newer guys, and I think there's a lack of trust sometimes, and that's why we fall back to the Big Shows, the Kanes, and the Mark Henrys at times, instead of pushing newer men like a Harper or a Rowan. Like, Eric Rowan should not be being beaten by the Big Show, because in 3 years, Eric Rowan's going to be the guy who needs to be beating down people. You know?
And he's got to be, let's face it, when he gets, you know, beaten down by Big Show, it's a bit of a squash match.
Yeah, and...
Rowan and Harper should have been the fucking most dominant tag team now. When they got the belts, they should have stayed fucking dominant for, like, you know, 6 months to a year. They should be in the Usos spot right now.
Mace, they never got the belts.
What? Wait, didn't they hold the belts?
They were never champions.
They never had the belts, but that wouldn't stop them from being the dominant tag team.
But if they gave them the belt and let them go on a run, you know, we would be in a different spot with, one, the tag division. Two, you know, we would have higher guys, for, you know, guys like a Rowan Ranger and Daniel Bryan to battle right now.
And who knows, maybe the Ascension would actually be over.
Think about that.
What is in your water today? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking vanilla Coke.
There it is.
That's some strong-ass vanilla.
Kill you. Is that African vanilla?
No, it's the standard vanilla Coke that you buy at the shops.
Jamaican vanilla.
Is it still made with cocaine down there?
That the bottle will tell me.
There you go.
No, but maybe...
No, it says cane sugar, so...
Cocaine sugar.
No, he's right. If you have a dominant team like the Wyatts, and then you bring up a dominant team, supposed dominant team from NXT, that would be an actual collision.
Now, wait, what the fuck are you drinking, Rock? You're agreeing with me for once.
I've had that point for a few days now. It's like, change the talent around. Things would actually get more interesting. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, not to be lost in this whole discussion. Yes, in case you missed it, Roman Reigns did win. He's going on to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
And thank God they stuck to their plan. Just saying.
Oh, look, there was no doubt that they were sticking to the plan. That's the thing. They wanted to give false hope to the fans, and then go, guess what? Fuck you!
Well, I don't know about you guys. I found this to be an entertaining enough pay-per-view that I didn't think it was a waste of time.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a waste of time. It killed 3 hours. I can't say that there was anything particularly, you know, you must watch this about this show.
Well, there was nothing stand out about it, but
at the same time, for something that, as we've been calling it all night, it's a preview for WrestleMania. This is the free version of WrestleMania. You got exactly what you paid for.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. And if you bitch and complain about it, well, then you're a nutball. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you're wondering where the booking was tonight, keep in mind, everything is free on the network for this month for everyone, so this is pretty much just a marketing stunt.
More or less, yeah.
Think about this, they've given you Sting twice for free.
For as many years as they've been trying to bring him in.
But he hasn't wrestled yet.
He hasn't spoken yet.
Don't expect him to.
Yeah, this is basically... If you want to see the outcomes that you're looking for, you're going to have to throw down the $9.99 for next month for WrestleMania.
And I want to see Sting kick Triple H's ass.
I want to see the internet explode when Roman Reigns wins the title in an absolutely boring as batshit fashion.
I don't know, I'm just...
However, they do have a month to fucking prove me wrong. Make Roman Reigns
like
a monster. Make me fucking believe that this guy can beat Brock Lesnar in a month.
And they gotta start doing. They gotta start tomorrow.
They needed to start 3 weeks ago.
Well,
they sort of did.
3 weeks ago is yeah. 3 weeks ago is too late. But you know.
Well, that's the thing. They started the night after the Rumble.
No.
That promo with Reigns, Lesnar, and Heyman on the snowed in edition of Raw. Was great. It was a good start. It's just that they got sidetracked by the Daniel Bryan yes movement once again.
Yeah.
Now they've got to pull everything back on track, but they've got to double time it because they've lost 3 to 4 weeks.
No, the following week after snowed in, they had them lose the Big Show in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
the thing. They need to double time their efforts to promote this thing. They need to fucking do it tomorrow night. They should have done it 3 weeks ago.
Well, the problem with the bookers, with WWE, with Vince McMahon, whoever is in charge of this shit, they've got the old-fashioned 1960s, 1970s mentality. The up-and-comer, you gotta make him look vulnerable, so when he goes into the match, you're thinking, oh, he's not gonna win, he's gonna get beat, and then he wins. It's old, it's over, it's done with. We've seen this for three frickin' four goddamn decades. Time to change it up, guys!
Well, you call it booking, but it's Hollywood writers doing this shit now. And the only guidance they have as far as wrestling goes is whatever makes Vince happy, because he still gets the final say in everything.
Which pretty much, you know, people are saying that Triple H is doing a great job with NXT, and with from everything you guys say about NXT, it's got to be true. Give him a crack at the main roster.
Yeah, Vince is going to be dead first.
By the way, it's a completely side note. What did everyone think of the new camera view they used tonight?
The turnbuckle camera?
The ring post camera, yeah.
Didn't notice it.
There were a couple of good shots.
Interesting experiment. We'll see how it goes.
Because
it made the Divas match viewable.
If you want to make a Divas match viewable, then give me an upskirt cam.
Yeah, put webcams on the bottom.
Little holes poking through the mat.
There you go.
Anyway. Pick 'em, Tim.
Anyway, yeah, time to take a look at Pick 'em. Congratulations, Mace. Yeah, goddamn Aussie. 6-1 tonight.
6-1? Shouldn't that be 7-1?
There were only seven matches.
There were only seven, so you're 6-1. Omega, Rock, Brent all went 5-2. Starscream Josh was absolutely perfect. He pitched a shutout. 5-0. He missed one match.
Two matches.
Sorry, that's right. You missed two matches. Rob and Tommy, one game above 500. They each had four right and three wrong. And then me, Lindsay, Magic 8-Ball, Subway, Oli, Michael. We were all 3-4, one game below 500. And outside the playoffs looking, and of course bringing up the rear in the sweepstakes for the number one pick overall would be Jersey Girl. She got two right out of seven picks, five wrong.
Yay me!
Yay you! That being said, open up the phone lines. Anybody want to call in and talk about the pay-per-view real quick before we move on? Anybody?
Well, we should have said that before going into the main event, but you know.
Well, I did give the phone number out before the commercial break. Once again, it's 267-297-1397. And of course, if you want to talk via Skype, just Skype Sir Rockin.
In the meantime, let's go get into a debate.
We're only actually going to quick hits tonight. Just go right for it. So we go into quick hits now, Tim?
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do quick hits? People, seriously, call in. We'll do quick hits while we're waiting for your phone calls.
There you go.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Alright.
Has anybody watched True Blood?
So, Tim, what is your
favorite... I guess that means no.
What is your favorite zoo animal?
Oh, Christ. I haven't been to the zoo since Owen was, like, 10 months old. My favorite zoo animal... the dinosaurs.
It's not Jurassic Park, Tim.
Hey, we've got dinosaurs at the Calgary Zoo.
You're looking in a mirror.
No.
Fiberglass ones he's talking about.
Yeah. don't you know that Alberta is a hotbed for dinosaur fossils? The Royal Tyrrell Museum of Paleontology is an hour northeast of Calgary. In the Badlands. So.
Anyway.
Shit, for real. Kind of cool to check out the orangutans.
There you go. Maze, you're in hell. One song is playing on repeat for eternity. What song is it?
Anything but Justin Bieber. That's worse.
When you said that you're in hell, I'm like, yeah, well, I'm doing WTR.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-tsh. God, that's the thing. Like, if I hear an annoying song, I just turn it off. But you could basically play anything from this generation of music. So anything from, say, 2002 onwards.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, fucking Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, fucking Bieber, all that shit. You know, all modern day crap.
Which is exactly what it is.
If you want to nail it down to one song that will turn me into a crazy person who'll shoot up an entire school or something, probably Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
There you go. Alright, Omega, this is the toughest question you've ever been asked.
Really?
East or West?
Softball.
Again, East or West?
East or West?
Yeah.
How far down the barrel did you have to go for this?
I heard scraping.
I got splinters.
I got a couple of fish that were easy to shoot.
No, it's probably going to be east.
Why?
Because I'm a fan of the... Well, because... I don't know, obvious answer. I'm kind of a fan of the East. You know, I live on the East Coast. I like stuff out of the Far East. East works for me.
West is best, fuck the rest.
Alright, Tim, go on a vacation forever or you never leave your hometown. Which would you rather do?
Go on a vacation forever or never leave my hometown?
Yeah. Vacation forever means moving away.
Yeah, that's like leaving my hometown, so never leaving my hometown. My hometown is pretty goddamn cool. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could like act like a tourist in Calgary. You asked, I answered.
I know.
It's your fault.
Mace, you can be a human with fur or a dog with hair. Which do you choose?
Say that again.
You can be a human with fur or a dog with hair. Which do you choose?
A human with fur?
I'd be a human with fur.
Or a dog with hair.
Because essentially you're saying, do I want to be a human or a dog?
Because basically,
I'll stay human. Thank you very much.
Because if you had fur, you could always use a dilapidory cream.
Or you could just shave the fucking shit off.
And
which is another depilatory product.
And finally, to Omega, you can stop doing one of the following: eating, using the restroom, sleeping without any consequences. What do you choose?
Sleeping.
Without any consequences. That'd give him enough. That would give him more time to edit his videos.
Well, here's the thing. People talk about like if you get a genie, will you wish for immortality? Well, yeah, but I don't want to stick around too much longer. You know, if I don't have to sleep, technically that's a third of my life that I get to actually live out. So I'm extending my life by 33%. Which I don't think is a bad deal.
Without actually extending it physically.
Yeah.
Like,
so I get to be around longer, I get to do more, but I don't overstay my welcome.
You have more life to live in the same amount of time. Basically, that's how it works down. Hey, everybody, thanks. That's another edition of PR's Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Nobody felt like calling in, so that's all good. We're not going to accept phone calls from now because we're basically ending it.
If you don't feel bad, we didn't feel like calling in either.
So, there you go. Yeah. That being said, don't forget we're back to our regular time next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow night, however, immediately following Raw. It's right after Raw.
It's the Raw Post at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Will there be a gong? That is the question up for debate. Tune in and find out. It's the Raw Post at 11:10 p.m. Eastern every single Monday night.
There you go. Thursday night, it is the multi-time award-winning The Rat. If you missed the last week, hey, it was the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, who's going to be up next. Tune in to find out. That's right. It is Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, go back and listen to our interview with the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. This Thursday night, we'll be talking WWE NXT. We'll be talking about Fastlane and get Lindsay's reaction to everything that went down on the show, and she'll give us a live report from SmackDown as well, because, she was there, and SmackDown airs on Thursdays. So check it out. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Check out RackRadioShow.com. Subscribe to YouTube channel, YouTube.com/WTRTheRack, and go listen to The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3, Episode 16, now available on all the websites. And check out Episode 17 coming probably on Thursday.
you might want to start talking faster because I could actually understand every third word you said. Saturday night, midnight, or as close as I can get to it. Another edition of CB Radio!
It's the weird, it's the wacky, it's the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. Check out the website, CBRadioLive.com, and use the hashtag BlameRob.
There you go. Now, you can always follow us, the entire network, on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio. You can also check out our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, or our groups.
Facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network.
That's exactly right. Follow me on Twitter, at Flames Forums, plural. What else? I need to raise $400, so I'm accepting donations. Every $14.99 that you donate to help my cause, you will receive a cookbook.
Maze,
I'm not kidding. Anyway, go ahead, plug.
Maze, plug your stuff.
You can follow me on the Twitter machines, at the Maze Thing. You can also send me an email, themacething@gmail.com, as to whatever the fuck you want to talk about, and maybe I'll reply. I do emails now. You can also go to youtube.com/WTRGamesGarage, where you can take a look at the reviews for video games I have done in the past. Here's a hint. Keep an eye out on the 25th for a certain Dragon Ball game review to be released.
There's
other than that, yeah, pretty much. Other than that, follow me on the Twitters because I like to rant and rave, especially during Raw.
And he has fun doing it, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
He's loving his tweets.
There is, especially when I start telling people to go fuck themselves.
Seriously, people, follow him on Twitter, because sometimes he says shit that's like, you go, huh? Really? It's worth
it. Yeah. I'll have you scratching your head, wanting to kill me, and wanting to hug me all at the same time.
There you go. And so there's his plugs. Omega, you get to plug like four different things with two different handles.
Four things with two handles.
Two different names.
Two different names. Okay, yeah. So
three or four. I lost count.
No. The oddball out is TJ Reviews over on Facebook.
Yeah, that's the one.
But
that's
still me, so it works out. Everything else is under the moniker TJ Omega, which you can find on Twitter. You can find on YouTube, which is where 90% of my stuff is. And for a bunch of exclusive stuff, it's all over at tjomega.org. January is notorious for being very bad on revenue.
But you couldn't do TJ Omega reviews?
It's too long. I needed it to be a little bit punchier.
Yeah, but it just fits. I don't know. Anyway, speaking about clicking ads, click ads on the Wild Talk Radio website. We need to pay for the server. Thanks once again, everybody. We'll catch you next Sunday night. Have a great week. Bye. I'm serious. I need 45 people to donate $15 each.
And I need 10 grand, so hurry up.
Get a job, you bum.
WildTalkRadio.com.